Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am proud to be your host. I am John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. Here at the Voice of the American Redoubt, we want to advance the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. And cling to our heritage, not be ashamed of that heritage. Just like 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Spirit... Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We want liberty, and we can't have it. We firmly believe we cannot have it lasting anyway without the Lord. So we are going to shed the light of truth on the lies. We want to inform you, encourage you, and inspire you, and motivate you into action in this fight to preserve our liberty and our heritage. Really important. Thank you for those that are listening on our terrestrial stations out of Spokane on AM 630 and KTW 96.5. And then, of course, always, as always, our live streaming audience listening out there. Thank you guys for being out there. And then also, don't forget, all of our shows are archived up there at podbean.com. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Last weekend, I did not do a show, as you all know. I was hoping I was going to be able to, but we were just way too slammed with the nationwide grid-down simulated scenario-based training exercise for the emergency communications. And, man, we learned a lot. A lot of stuff failed, and a lot of stuff worked well. Took lots of notes, and we're always improving to help out our fellow countrymen in times of need. If disaster strikes and we find ourselves in a grid down situation without conventional services and electricity, telecommunications, transportation, so we plan for that. And of course, we have actually responded to multiple real world disasters across the country. And so to be able to do that, we continue training. So we had a really good time. Thank you guys out there in the listening audience who also participated. And we'll be putting together a full AAR after action report here in the coming week. But we had to recover from that. It was a good time. And of course, that was based on a cyber attack scenario, a very plausible scenario. And a lot of it was inspired by the author Mark Goodwin. He's a Christian author. If you haven't had a chance to check out his series, the Cyber Armageddon series, definitely worth taking a look at. Those are also, we linked them from Amron.com, and they were also linked from RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I'll just read a little excerpt here. When a new breed of computer virus takes down America's financial network, chaos and violence erupt. Access to cash disappears. Credit cards become worthless. Desperate consumers are left with no means to purchase food, fuel, and basic necessities. Society melts down instantly, and the threat of starvation brings out the absolute worst humanity has to offer. So, it's a made-up story. It's just fictional, but it's a very plausible scenario, and so that's what we base it on this year. Well, there's something else that's going on that's real. It's not made up. It is a very sad scenario. But we see the attacks on President Trump and this essentially a witch hunt against the Trump administration, against President Trump, and this Russian collusion and so on. And where we really see the collusion is with what we refer to as the deep state, people that are corrupt within our government that are colluding to overthrow this presidency. But it's not just against President Trump. We see it across the country in local regional areas, And we have essentially one of those very similar type of situations happening locally where a official investigation has been opened up against Representative Matt Shea out of the Spokane Valley over in Washington. And I want to read to you the statement of work from this contract from the Washington State Legislature to hire this private contractor. And this is what it says. The statement of work reads as such. Contractor will conduct a fact-finding investigation that includes conducting interviews of witnesses, reviewing documents, correspondence, online open source reporting, and like the SPLC, and communications, debriefings, and will prepare a preliminary and final report to present to the Democrats, right? The scope of the investigation is as follows: to determine whether Representative Matt Shea has engaged in, planned, or promoted political violence against groups or individuals. Identify the extent of Representative Shea's involvement with groups or individuals who promote, engage in, or plan political violence against groups or individuals, and the nature of the activities in which these individuals or groups are engaged, and assess the level of threat of political violence posed by these individuals and groups. And Representative Matt Shea had a great response, because I personally know Representative Matt Shea, and we've had a lot of private fireside chat times, moments talking about the current situation and where it could lead to. And so I know that this is nothing more than a witch hunt, which is exactly the statement that he made, but I was hoping he would. And so this was his response, and it's on his social media site. The House hiring of that's the House of Representatives of Washington Legislature. This is his official statement. He's asked for people to spread far and wide. The House hiring of a private investigator is nothing more than a Mueller-style witch hunt. They are looking into whether I engaged in, planned, or promoted political violence, or am associated with groups that do. This should be a very short investigation. I am not a member of, nor am I associated with, Antifa, Socialist Rifle Association, Redneck Revolt, John Brown Gun Club, the Muslim Brotherhood, or Hamas. I will not back down. I will not give up. I will continue fighting for you to make Washington great again. Bravo. Well done. And so this is the kind of stuff that's going on. I think it's $120,000 they're paying this private investigator for this witch hunt. And it appears this is coming out of their legislative budget. I'm trying to confirm that, but this looks like the taxpayers are paying for this witch hunt to single out. And this is a Saul Alinsky communist tactic, is to choose a target and then attack that target and try to destroy that target and pour everything you can into them. And then, of course, you know, if you can't get anything on them, then you go peripherally. You go to all of their associates. It's like what they've done with President Trump. So those who are most effective in fighting for traditional American ideals and values, those are who are going to be targeted. If you didn't already have 10,000 reasons for Liberty State to get away from these tyrants, here's another reason. Longtime hardcore leftist, State Representative Laurie Jenkins, has apparently been sworn in as the next Speaker of the House of Washington State's House of Representatives. She is anti-gun. She is reportedly, and I have not tracked her super closely, but based on all accounts of those who have a reporting, this is the worst case scenario for citizens who love freedom, conservatives who value their Second Amendment rights, their First Amendment rights, your freedom of religion, lower taxes, less government, more responsibility in government. So she was accompanied by her quote unquote wife to be sworn in. And this is someone who has a reputation of being extremely vindictive and a long track record, an anti-Christian track record. Very, very aggressively, if not militantly, a proponent of the LGBTQ, the rest of the alphabet movement. And so this is what we're up against. And so anyone who is effectively a threat to their agenda to advance communism, Marxism, globalism, anti-Americanism, anti-Christian efforts, anyone who is a threat is going to stand in the way, stand in the gap, and who are effectively opposing them, they're going to target them and they're going to try to take them out. And that's exactly what's happening with Representative Matt Shea. So for the listeners out there, my marching orders for you are to, of course, I'm sure he appreciates the letters of support and posts of support on social media and so on. Get a hold of your elected officials, especially in the legislature, your senator and especially your representatives, and demand that they put an end to this and leverage every bit of support, every bit of political clout that they have to put an end to this debacle, this witch hunt against somebody who is fighting for us. And that's exactly what it is nothing more than a witch hunt. They even got socialistalternative.org is talking about Laurie Jenkins. Should be a pretty good indicator, shouldn't it? Well, we know who the real people who are carrying out violence and planning violence, don't we? Antifa is just one of them. Now, I challenge you leftist communists in Olympia to first look inwardly at all of your aides and other people in the legislative building during session who were openly wearing Antifa pins while they were in the legislature. You look to a Christian man who has not called for violence but encourages people to be armed and to be ready to defend freedom against tyranny. That's as far as he's pushed. If you want to twist that into, you know, calls planning for political violence, which is exactly what this country was founded on. Those are the principles this country was founded on. Not Marxism, not communism. Antifa is nothing more than the armed militant thug branch of the communists, the Marxists, the political side, or they are the military or militant side to the political machine that is trying to usher in Marxism. And now even in our legislature, they're wearing Antifa pins who are actually carrying out violence. And in 2017, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security called them domestic homeland terror threats. Not the Patriots. The Patriots are not the threat. Well, the Patriots actually are a threat to Marxists. And guess what? Get over it. We are a threat to Marxists because Marxism at some point will have to use force to coerce people to accept Marxism and abandon their Christian heritage and Americanism. And when that happens, we are prepared to defend life, liberty, and property. That's as close to a threat as we are. But any patriot who wants to stand, who realizes they need to stand for American traditional ideals and our heritage, when it is going to be taken from you by force, you have a duty to defend your country and your heritage and the rule of law. So these people are calling for lawlessness, chaos, disorder, and completely dismantling the United States political system and economic system and replacing it with Marxism. That is an existential threat. That is a threat to the existence of the America that we've taken oaths to uphold and defend, including its Constitution. We'll be back in just a little bit. I've got more. And Lady Liberty is back with a new public service announcement. And then I'll be back right after that. This segment is brought to you by Werks Holsters. WERKZ.com is the website for custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt in the land of the free zones, and a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So check them out at Werks.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Hello, Liberty State residents. All our county volunteer groups have been very busy this summer holding their county meetings, selling flags and Liberty State gear, and manning booths at local events. We are organized and getting the word out. We are currently gathering signatures on petitions to our county commissioners to put an advisory vote on the ballot next February. While we have been gathering signatures in person, we will soon be advertising across the state to have people in each county sign our online petition that our website team is currently adding to our website. That should be ready in the next week or two, so please check back often. We will soon be launching our own weekly Liberty State Radio Talk and News Update show, and I will be the host as spokesman for Liberty State. And while it is true that you will never reach your destination if you stop to throw rocks at every dog that barks, we will be holding a press conference in Moses Lake on Wednesday, September 4th, where myself and all our Liberty State captains will be inviting the media to attend and ask questions. We will be there to let the media know that Liberty State is not about Representative Matt Shea. While he struck the match, Liberty State is the fire from we the people who will have the power of our votes restored. So how is our attitude in Liberty State this summer? Our attitude is fierce courageousness. Our resolve is steadfast. Our goal is clear in our minds. We refuse to turn our state over to socialism and communism, and we are actively doing something about it. One of my all-time favorites, Winston Churchill, stated, "One ought never turn one's back on a threatened danger and try to run away from it. If you do that, you will double the danger. But if you meet it promptly and without flinching, you will reduce the danger by half. Never run away from anything." He also said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is courage to continue that counts. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So if somebody says to you, 'This will never happen,' let them know they're too late. It already is happening. So let this be reflected upon as our finest hour, where we all stood up together and pushed back against an unconstitutional and lawless socialist communist infiltration of our state. So please join us today. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, segment two, which is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. On the St. Joe River, out of St. Mary's, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, 6-7 fully furnished suites down there right on the St. Joe. Beautiful little place to get away. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. All right, now continuing on with the reports of the regressives and talking about Antifa and calling out the Democrat Party for allowing workers, people, representatives, and their aides in the legislature, this last legislative session, openly wearing the symbol of domestic terror, terrorists, essentially communist, revolutionary, Marxist thugs, who have, not just in theory, not falsely accusing them, they actually have planned, threatened, and carried out multiple violent acts up until just, two weeks ago. So that is who they should be focusing on. That's who the FBI should be focusing on instead of looking at patriots. In fact, there's some senators who are actually introducing a resolution to label Antifa domestic terrorists. And this just came out, what, a little over a week ago. Senators Ted Cruz and Bill Cassidy, from a Republican from Texas and a Republican from Louisiana, respectively, introduced a resolution a little over a week ago that would label Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, and they do meet the criteria. They meet the definition, the textbook dictionary definition of domestic terrorists or terrorists. Whereas members of Antifa, because they believe that free speech is equivalent to violence, have used threats of violence in the pursuit of suppressing opposing political ideologies and so on and so forth. That's how it reads. And we'll post that. But they are calling for, finally, officially, from the Senate level, to label, properly label Antifa as domestic terrorists. And, of course, the left just comes unglued over stuff like this. Matter of fact, even on social media, you have from Breitbart.com reporting the Borat director, the director of that piece of garbage movie, Borat. Well, the director of Borat encourages the left to arm themselves against MAGA people, you know, Make America Great Again people. Now, isn't that sick and twisted? Because what we see is one report after another, after another, after another, of people wearing MAGA hats getting hunted down and beaten to a bloody pulp by Marxist thugs in the streets. And so now this leftist is calling for those on the left to arm themselves against MAGA people. The MAGA people are not the one carrying out the attacks. And The Guardian, the Antifa propaganda tool, and they are a tool, say, if others have rifles, we'll have rifles. Why U.S. leftist groups are arming themselves? So they're trying to essentially make the case for the left to have them because, well, conservatives have them, so the left should. So this is the type of rhetoric that we're seeing where leftists are encouraging the already militant thugs to now arm themselves with rifles. Now, we've seen the Socialist Rifle Association, the Redneck Revolt, the John Brown Gun Club, all these leftist groups that are specifically orienting themselves toward using military tactics and weapons against conservatives. And, you know, I stumbled across this quote from Thomas Jefferson, and it's so fitting. Peace is that brief, glorious moment in history when everybody stands around reloading. And that's essentially, isn't it the truth? You have to always be ready, patriots, to defend life, liberty, and property. Because there will always be an adversary while they're projecting onto you what they're doing, projecting onto you that you're forcing your views on them. Here you are just living your life in America as an American, appreciating our Christian heritage and the many blessings of the Lord. And there's people that are pointing to you saying, you're trying to force your views on us. We're going to overthrow your system. We're going to come and kill you. Right? And just when we thought, you know, we have President Trump, so we have a short reprieve, it seems like there are still some supporting this Obama-era mentality, even within our government. And this is, once again, the reason why conservative patriots do not trust the FBI. We want to, but every time we start to have an inkling to, then something like this comes out. FBI document warns conspiracy theories are a new domestic terrorism threat. You heard that right. And then the FBI calls up patriots saying, we just want to understand. We just want to make sure that you understand that we're good guys. Really? Well, then you need to get up the chain of command and start having a word with these idiots who are putting this kind of garbage out. Because they're making things real tough for you, field agents, that are out there trying to reach out to the community and convince us that you're just like us. When you got this kind of crap coming down the pike into your office, and there's a memorandum right here. FBI document warns conspiracy theories. Now, a recent intelligence bulletin comes as the FBI is facing pressure to explain who it considers an extremist and how the government prosecutes domestic terrorists. Now, we're just finally starting to get on the right track and correctly identify Antifa as domestic terrorists, and then you come out with something like this. The FBI, for the first time, has identified fringe conspiracy theories as a domestic terrorist threat, according to a previous unpublicized document obtained by Yahoo News, which is who I'm reading this from. The FBI intelligence bulletin from the Bureau's Phoenix field office, dated May 30th of 2019, this is fresh stuff, describes conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists as a growing threat and notes that it is the first such report to do so. The document specifically mentions QAnon, a shadowy network that believes in a deep state conspiracy against President Trump, and Pizzagate, the theory that a pedophile ring, including Clinton associates, was being run out of the basement of a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant, which didn't actually have a basement. Also, it must not be true. None of that's true then. There's no credibility there, right? But we look at, look, yesterday's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's headlines. Because Rich Higgins memo, White House National Security Council official, produced the memo outlining, now this guy was with an irregular warfare background who correctly identifies what he's seeing, puts out a letter, and now this is conspiracy theory. And not to mention, a convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested again for sex crimes against children. The FBI is expected to make the announcement. Well, they may already made that announcement. This person is heavily connected to all the corrupt people in Washington, D.C. And you call this stuff out, you're a conspiracy theorist. And now the FBI wants to label conspiracy theory. People who believe in these conspiracy theories are now also a domestic terror threat. We'll be talking about more of this stuff. I'm out of time, guys. You have a blessed weekend. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We'll see you then. Stay safe. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.